in Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, he tells that there are 2 days that are supremely auspicious. The full moon of the Palgun month, the day of the appearance of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the 13th day of the waxing moon of the month of Magh, the most glorious day that Sri Nityananda Prabhu appeared in this world. Those who celebrate these 2 days will be recipients of the unlimited oceanic flood of divine blessings. In this beautiful song, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is explaining the nature of the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. This morning, Dravida Prabhu, His Holiness Chandramali Maharaj, and His Grace Makanlal Prabhu spoke very eloquently about the life and teachings of Lord Nityananda. With your permission, I will try to repeat some of the things I have heard from you. In the spiritual world, Lord Balaram is none different than Krishna. Prabhupada explains that the only difference between Krishna and Balaram is Krishna has complexion like a newly formed monsoon cloud, and Balaramji has complexion like a newly formed spring cloud. They are the same one supreme personality of Godhead who have appeared in these two forms. But Balaram, his nature is extraordinary. Although he is the supreme absolute truth, his only desire for all eternity is to perform every possible service for Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. He is supreme servitor personality of Godhead. Try to imagine this, especially here in India. The insignificant, infinitesimal, tiny little conditioned jivatma, who's 1/10,000th the size of a tip of a hair, has the ambition to become God, the supreme enjoyer. And we have Sri Balaramji, who happens to be the source of Mahavishnu. He's not an infinitesimal jiva. Mahavishnu is so maha that all the universes are coming from the pores of his body. Unlimited. He's the super soul of the entire cosmic manifestation. By his simple exhalation, all the universes and all of existence are created. And by his mere inhalation, it's all destroyed. And he does it all while he's sleeping. Hare Krishna. What have you ever created when you're sleeping? And then there's Garbhodakshai Vishnu, who is the super soul of each universe. And Kshirodakshai Vishnu, who is the super soul within the heart of every living being. They are all emanating from Balaram. They are just partial manifestation, expansions of Sri Balaramji. And yet, his eternal ambition is to serve Krishna. And by his service to Krishna, he's teaching all living entities that there is no higher bliss than serving Krishna. Balaramji is the supreme enjoyer, but his enjoyment is service. In the Vaikuntha planets, he serves as Shesha, as the bed of the Lord. He expands himself to be Vrindavan Dham, the abode of the Lord. He expands himself to be the shoes of the Lord, the seat of the Lord, the clothes of the Lord, the ornaments of the Lord. He expands himself to assist the Lord in every rasa. In Vatsalya Ras, in Sakya Ras, in Dasya Ras, and we heard this morning in his form of Ananga Manjari as Srimati Radharani's younger sister, in Madhurya Ras. Such unlimited, incredible enthusiasm to serve. That is love. And when he appears as Lakshman, the younger brother of Sri Ramchandra, his life, his soul, his heart was only for the service of Sri Ram and Sita Devi. When Sri Ramchandra was exiled to the forest, Lakshman was not exiled, but it was just understood that I'm going with you. Ram told Sita. Sita had to go with him. She couldn't live without him. So Ram said, Lakshman, it is your duty to stay home and take care of our aged father and all of our and your mother and the citizens of Ayodhya and be very kind and assist Bharat. But Lakshman, as there is breath in my body, as there is beating in my heart, as these are inseparable to my life, my being at your side is in your service is my life and soul. Willingly put on tree bark, matted his hair, and for the next 14 years ate roots from the ground. And while he did every possible service for Sitaram, he never accepted anything for himself. During the day, he served them. During the night, he guarded them. That is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is that Supreme Lord, Sri Balaram, who appeared as Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Brajendra Nandana Jai Sachi Shuta Hoilo Se Balarama Hoilo Nithai. The son of Nanda Maharaj, the king of Braj, has appeared as Sachi Suta, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And Balaramji has appeared in this world as Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Paramakaruna Pahundui Jana Nithai Goda Chandra. These two brothers are supremely kind. Lord Chaitanya is Krishna searching to understand the love of Sri Radha. Krishna with the emotions and the complexions of Srimati Radharani, to give to the world what no other incarnation has ever given, Krishna Prema, for free. The Leela of Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan is very confidential. It is very difficult to enter into. It's easy to talk about, it's easy to sing about, but to enter into the Leela, to actually have the qualification, very difficult. You have to be absolutely surrendered with absolute